What is disordered eating? Our world is full of dietary and exercise advice. It can be really difficult to know what is right and what is wrong. Disordered eating refers to a group of behaviours which can cause significant impact and distress. And it often leaves us feeling guilt or shame about things such as our diet, weight, or shape. It's natural and normal to think about food and change your eating pattern from time to time. Food is part of our daily lives, and it is natural and normal to think about food and change the way that you eat from time to time. For example, you might eat more during social events, you may lose your appetite at times, you may crave specific foods. But where disordered eating comes in is when it causes a significant distress and negatively impacts on your well-being and your functioning. There are many ways the problems with your eating can affect the way that you act and think around food. And disordered eating happens when you engage in distressing eating behaviours to an extent that it impacts on your well-being and the ability to complete your daily activities and be present in your life. Disordered eating can present differently for every person, so it can be really helpful to reflect and understand a little bit more about what is happening for you as a person. Take a moment to download the activity that's underneath in this link. We're going to reflect about a recent experience around food or eating. We're going to go through an example before filling in your own. So I'm going to tell you about a recent situation. I'd had a really awful day at work and I'd went shopping and bought myself a share packet of crisps. I intended to just eat a bowl of them, but when I opened the packet, I kept on eating. I'd got home and I'd hid in the kitchen and continued to eat these crisps, and I didn't want anybody to know how I was feeling. So that caused me to feel guilt, and I started to beat myself up. I started to think I was greedy, why can't I just eat one? And it caused me to feel shame. My reaction was to hide in the kitchen, and I continued hiding in the kitchen for the rest of the evening, grabbing food. And after the event, I even hid the packets in the bin because I didn't want anybody to know the things that I'd just done. This continued my feelings of guilt. Take a moment to complete this activity yourself. Download the activity from the link below. Think about a recent situation, something that happened over the last couple of weeks. Think about where you were at, who you were with, what you were doing. Then think about your thoughts and your feelings about the situation. So can you think of any images that might have been going through your mind at that time? Was there any smells, any sounds that kind of kept on running through your head? What was your feelings or your emotions? And how did you react to that situation? What did you do? What helped? What didn't help? Take a moment to pause the course so that you can complete the activity yourself.